Welcome to Healing From Within with your host, Cheryl Glick, and co-host, Tim Fisher. Our program is designed to encourage self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, thought processes of the mind, and how they inform the physical body. It's time to align your inner essence with your daily physical life for the purpose of promoting positive experiences. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher.
Good morning and welcome to Healing From Within. I am Cheryl Glick and I'm here with Tim Fisher to share with you the story of an ancient energy healing technique known as Reiki, which can and does bring harmony and balance, health and prosperity to all those who learn about it. Tim, well, here we are after 8 weeks of preparation for this moment. And I must admit, when the producer, Nathan Jett, offered me the show, I wasn't quite sure I wanted to do it. But if the experience presented itself, I knew I should try it, because that's how it goes. We have to keep growing and expanding with all the experiences we're offered. And I'm so very grateful at this moment that we have such wonderful guests who will be who have signed on to do the show with us. We have, in the future, coming up, Robert Brown, International Medium, and we have Dr. Carmen Hara, who will be joining us in shows to come, and Dr. Raymond Moody, Dr. Susan Groh, Faina Cohn, and many others. So, Tim.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
You're looking wonderful.
Thank you. Tim, do you remember how we met about 3 years ago?
I do. We were at Laughing Yoga class together at the Sky Gym on the south shore of Long Island.
You know, that was the first time I ever went to a Laughing Yoga class, and the last time.
First and last for me, too.
But it was very invigorating and a lot of fun, and obviously I was supposed to meet you and your friend Craig that day, because that's what happened. At the end of the class, you and Craig walked over to me. And at that time, I never did ask you, what made you walk over to me?
Well, in a class of 50 laughing people, laughing for an hour, you stood out to me. We caught each other's eyes a couple of times, and there was a twinkle in your eye that I just couldn't resist. So at the end, I had to say, hi, my name's Tim.
And when you said your name was Tim, I said, your name is Tim?
And Timothy.
And I said, you know, I've written a book, Life is No Coincidence. And in the book, I have many encounters and interactions with Timothys. And they always seem to bring support and awareness to events that I have to partake and participate in. And I said to you, would you like a copy of my book? And you said,
Life is No Coincidence.
Yes, that's right. And I also told you I was a Reiki practitioner, an energy healer, and you said you had also studied that.
I have.
And I think you asked me if you could come to one of my group meetings.
I did.
All right. Tim, do you remember when you came to that energy healing group, how you felt about being part of an experience like that?
Well, I was very open to being a part of the experience, but what I really remember is feeling how I felt after I left, which was highly energized. And the really interesting part of being in that group together with you and your students was how we all connected and bonded into a greater universal energy beyond ourselves, and it helped us in our communication with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We all felt great.
So therefore, perhaps that is something Reiki is about. Being able to transcend your own thoughts and limitations and to be more connected to other people and to understand yourself and them better.
Well, you know, Cheryl, I'm wondering, what is Reiki?
Reiki is described, hard to describe in words, but it is described as an advanced meditative light hands-on technique that promotes a soothing comfort and gentle energy on the major organs and glandular system of the body. It must be practiced by a trained Reiki teacher or practitioner through a series of hand movements over the energy points or chakras of the body, and it can provide a release of blockages at the cellular, physical level, and may also help to release restrictions in the thought patterns or behavioral patterns, which can restore the body's natural energy flow. Blockages can and do create disease and dysfunction in our behavior. So we're trying to correct and balance those dysfunctional attitudes and behavioral processes.
Keep the energy free flowing.
Absolutely. However, I have found over the course of the years that words really cannot adequately describe Reiki. One really should experience a session and judge for themselves the many benefits possible. It is a very personal and individual experience, creating an environment for change and improvement in a person's health and daily functioning.
Well, you know, the thing is, there are so many modalities and ways to go in healing the body and keeping oneself well. How did Reiki find you?
Well, I can answer that. It was kind of strange, but I do believe I was guided or perhaps led to a study of the practice of Reiki while I was attending a convention of the International Spiritual Federation in Toronto about 10 years ago, and knowing nothing about any form of hands-on healing or energy medicine. I was, however, in Canada. It was colder than I had anticipated. I didn't have the proper clothes, and I was wearing sandals and freezing. And I was also having trouble walking due to an injury that had been aggravated by a workout in the gym. Until this trip, I was only concerned with understanding spiritual communication and how mediums actually got truthful information about the clients they read. I was preparing for a book I was writing, which turned out to be Life is No Coincidence, and I was here in Canada doing research. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine, a fellow attendee, my mentor, and author, Robert Brown, who's an international medium, he has written We Are Eternal, he suggested that I go to an early morning healing group in debilitating pain. I showed up bright and early the next morning. I was desperate. But my father had been a podiatrist, and he was trained in the traditional scientific methodology of healing. And unlike the familiar clinical environment of a doctor's office, the setting for this early morning healing session was quiet. There was softly playing music, and the lighting was dim. Much to my surprise, the healer, when he touched my knee, I could feel the heat emanating from his hands into my kneecap. And I felt immediate relief. The thought occurred to me, if my parents were alive and they observed this behavior, they would think I had been abducted by aliens.
Oh, aliens.
It was kind of strange to me. And then this British, very kind man working on me whispered into my ear, "You can do this. You too are a healer." So now, Tim, here I am. I am a Long Island mother of two with a master's degree in education and a successful career in management and sales. And all of a sudden, I'm being guided on a new path, which would ultimately lead me to developing my abilities as an intuitive healer and a psychic medium.
Sounds like a total turnaround.
Well, perhaps memories from childhood would later surface and make sense of how this was all happening. But when I returned back to the school where I was teaching, a friend, upon hearing the prediction of this healer, suggested I should take a Reiki class at ARE. That stands for the Association for Research and Enlightenment. There is a center in New York, but I know their main location is in Virginia. Well, I had no idea what Reiki healing actually was. But having been helped by this session in Toronto, I believed I should go.
So, Cheryl, you know the founder of ARE, who that is, correct?
Well, now I do.
Yeah.
That's Edgar Cayce. And I know that he was an intuitive healer, and while in deep meditation or trance, was able to discern health information and other knowledge to guide and heal the people he was concentrating on. And, you know, Tim, it's taken me a long time to understand the difference between psychics and mediums, healers. But I function in a similar capacity to Edgar Cayce. Before a client comes to me for a Reiki session, I meditate and receive a great deal of information which can help the person address many issues in their life. Now, not all Reiki practitioners function this way. However, I do believe that many people who study Reiki as a healing technique and art raise their level of consciousness, and their intuitiveness is also heightened. So here I am. It's a week after I arrived home from Toronto. My knee was much better, and it actually stayed well for about a year and a half before I needed to address the problem again.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how long the effects of those three mini sessions with this British healer lasted. So I enrolled in a class at ARE, and my teacher was Samuel Daniels. He had a group of 12 students, and several were already in the medical field. There was a medical doctor, a chiropractor, nurse, psychologist, etc. And there was also a reverend from Barbados, where I had just been to a spiritual retreat with Robert Brown. Tim, remember that ode to Reiki I read you? I think our listeners might envision the true nature and power of Reiki from that piece. Tim, would you read that for us, please?
Sure. The ode to Reiki. I believe there exists one supreme being, the absolute infinite, a dynamic force that governs the world and universe. It is an unseen spiritual power that vibrates and all of the powers fade into significance beside it. So therefore, it is absolute. I shall call it Reiki. Being a universal force in the great divine spirit, it belongs to all who seek and desire to learn the art of healing. And Cheryl, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to hear more about your fascinating story and introduction to Reiki and how you became an energy healer and medium.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And hello there, I'm Tim Fisher, and I'm here with host Cheryl Glick for Healing from Within. And Cheryl's telling us about how she was introduced to Reiki. So what's the rest of your story, Cheryl?
Well, here we are at this class with 12 new people learning about Reiki. And the introduction to Reiki stressed that Reiki was a highly powerful vibrating force of energy that could be channeled through an attuned and trained practitioner to promote total wellness, relaxation, peace, tranquility of mind and body and spirit. How this could be possible eluded my very practical mindset. Not being trained in either a religious interpretation of spirit or a medical background, I had no concept of how or where this vibrating force of energy was derived from. However, my teacher said Reiki and other energy healing modalities could create a preventative wellness plan to assist the physical and the emotional aspects of the body, and it would be able to handle any and all challenging circumstances. This sounded like a magic silver bullet. Maybe we were like Lone Ranger and Tonto here. We were going to find the answers to heal the world. My teacher also went on to tell us that Reiki could harmonize simultaneously, and he suggested that this healing modality could bring a person closer in contact with their higher self and enhance communication with others. And it would have an overall positive effect in everyday life. Again, I really wasn't quite sure of what was meant by your higher self or inner being. I did, however, begin to remember as a child thinking what other people were referring to as Cheryl Glick when they looked at me were referring to my physical life, and they were really truly limited in knowing me, because even as a child, I tried to tell my mother that I believed I had an inner essence that was the greater part of me, and it was like a ball of light or pure energy and could be known and felt, even if you couldn't see me in the room. But I could never quite understand what all that meant in my day-to-day experiences and the handling of interactions in daily situations. It seemed to me that for most people, physical life took so much energy and thought to complete just the interactions of daily life, that there wasn't much time for indulging these childhood thoughts of my eternal essence. Tim, at this point in the class, we were given a copy of the Reiki affirmation. Remember I read it to you once? Would you please read it?
Sure, of course. I believe there is a great cosmic energy that manifests as the spirit of life, love, light, and truth. This cosmic energy lives in me as part of my divine nature. I recognize the pure white light in my soul. This Holy Spirit in my soul continually guides me in all I think and say and do. Through my magnetic personality, my spiritual energy, I pour my resources to the world. As I give, so shall I receive. I choose Reiki as one of my resources. I am living happily, expressing creatively, and experiencing perfect well-being. So be it now and forever.
How does that sound to you?
It sounds very powerful. In fact, I feel energized just reading it.
Wow. That is the truth.
So there you go.
So I felt the same way. But I must admit, when I heard this affirmation 10 years ago, it did not mean to me what it does now. It was just a poetic form of thought many would like to believe, but rarely did. This affirmation implied to me there was a real quantitative life force or energy, some call it source or divine energy or God. But Reiki now seemed not only a technique for healing, but perhaps a philosophy aimed at achieving an understanding of life and understanding the law of attraction of energy, which says that all things that happen to us are because of requests, thoughts, or suggestions we are focusing our time and attention to. Of course, a stronger energetic flow should create health, and this can be achieved by taking care of the body through exercise and nutritional choices, but it seems to me it must also be achieved by maintaining a better emotional balance through more positive thoughts. Therefore, healing is only possible, and life can be made healthier by choosing certain thoughts and drawing into our experience that which we want. Sometimes, unfortunately, we also, through negative thinking, draw in that which is undesirable. So healing and wellness is possible through improving an understanding of our thoughts and actions, behavior, and discovering what is right for us, regardless of what others think or feel. Reiki is one way to learn more about our true needs and focus less on what others expect or want from us. It is a way to master our own emotions and find our own true destiny and path so we can enjoy and have more love in this life and evolve and expand our own inner being soul, our own soul, and our own physical life. Individually, we can create a stronger vibrational force and energetic flow through more enjoyment and through greater harmony in our lives. And therefore, Reiki can help an individual tap into their own energy system and begin to feel which thoughts and actions bring joy and which bring pain or discomfort. You know, Tim, I've observed this through having sessions with many, many clients and having life experiences and having been in many different creative environments. Mm-hmm. And I see that sometimes when people are living in an environment of pain or discomfort for a very long time, they believe that is what they are entitled to. Mm. And they really don't have any concept of how to make a shift in their thoughts, in their behavior, and how to change their own reality. But Reiki can help train the mind to focus on what is more pleasing for the person and establish new and consistent patterns of behavior. Reinforcement of what feels more appropriate actually brings that reality about. By feeling good, we can begin to make choices and take action and eliminate negative thinking. And this is what Reiki is really all about, the mind-body connection. Yeah?
I believe that.
All right. So how can we help a person to become happier in their everyday life? Everyone wants to be happy. They were born to be happy. They were born to have positive interaction. But they allow their fears and their limitations and their poor choices to create situations that ultimately make them unhappy and can bring illness. So the body does respond to what the mind tells it, and health must be achieved on a physical level via understanding emotions and not letting the emotions control us, but feeling the emotions and then allowing the emotions to leave so that they don't become a consistent pattern at the cellular level, bringing us sadness and disruption to our normal level of joy. So Reiki can redirect the body and thoughts along this pathway. Reiki, therefore, affecting the emotions of the mind and the goals of inner essence or being, allows the physical body to align itself for health and well-being. This is what energy medicine is all about. A mind-body connection is improving thoughts and action and behavior for greater physical well-being. Reiki has helped me and others that I have worked with to connect to the highest and most divine part of our inner being, and has enabled me and others to use a higher channeling of energy to improve ourselves and to understand life and the many joys of a balanced body and spirit. I suggest that everyone must assume responsibility for their own health and well-being. Tim, do you remember the expression, physician, heal thyself?
I sure do.
I don't know where that comes from, but people need to know that all healers are only the catalyst for a person to heal. The first step in being well is to get to know your own thoughts, fears, limitations, and your own physical body. Then it is necessary to confront outdated beliefs and approach life situations by making better choices. Better choices in diet, exercise routines, and the handling of financial and personal relationships for a true balance and to be all that we were meant to be.
All right, Cheryl. Well, this is a fascinating journey that you've experienced. And when we come back, you're going to tell us even more. So we'll talk to you soon.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number four, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And we're back. This is Tim Fisher, and I'm here with host Cheryl Glick. And today, Cheryl is telling us about her journey through Reiki and learning how to become an energy healer. So, Cheryl, tell us more about how you discovered Reiki.
Well, I have learned through Reiki that every experience and interaction with others has the potential to either strengthen or weaken our energy fields, which can result in successful conclusions or bring pain or anguish. When I talk about the energy fields, we have an outer energy field known as an aura, and an energy healer works with the internal energy points on the body, which are known as the chakras. We attempt to relax and release toxins from the body and to allow a peaceful state of being so that the body can sink, clear negative thinking, and can be healthier on all levels, the mind, body, and spirit. So life choices do manifest and create either health crises and even death. So Reiki is trying, as are other modalities, to help us to have an understanding of our physical, emotional, and spiritual needs so that we know that we are the sum total of our understanding, our own motivations, and understanding the intentions of others. How can we develop a sense of courage and knowingness to inspire ourselves to let go of self-sabotaging thoughts and behaviors? Reiki can help us do that. And we begin by setting up a plan of wellness, Reiki and other modalities, and surrounding ourselves with a team of professional health care providers. And we also need to have people in our life who encourage our growth and expansion. And learning is expansion. Reiki, as a gentle and subtle healing modality, helps a person to release tensions and allow the body to relax. It is when we are in this state of relaxation that the body can use its own inner intelligence system for self-healing. Now, that's the first time I'm using this word, Tim, but we are born with an inner guidance system or innate intelligence, and no matter what pressures of everyday life, a person can be better equipped to handle challenges if their sense of balance is maintained, and it can only be maintained if they are in tune and are aware of this inner guidance system. That means following your own gut feeling and thoughts and intentions, regardless of what other people want you to do or lead you to do or encourage you to do. So Reiki is the way to feeling your body, to feeling this innate energy system. And we already know that Reiki is an ancient natural, the word natural is also important here, healing system, utilizing spiritual energy, which is all around us and also flows through us. This is known as the universal life energy force. And Reiki is a form of body work utilizing this energy force. It is also a form of energy medicine, which affects the behavior and physical structure of the person. And it's very mild. It's very subtle. It cannot endanger or harm a person in any way. You know, I've had people say to me, well, Cheryl, put your hands on me and heal me. And I say to them, well, this is not a pill. This is not surgery. What I can do for a person is help them tap into their own energy so that they can work on themselves and bring a better quality of life. I am not actually doing the work for them. I am just setting up an environment where they can do it. So, Tim, you know, Reiki now is becoming one of the fastest-growing complementary modalities. It's used in hospitals and hospices, private health facilities, anywhere. It can be done anywhere, but only by a trained practitioner. It is cost-efficient and works along traditional medicine for the quickest and most thorough medical outcomes. It is not meant to replace any other treatment. It is simply the oldest and most natural remedy for preventing the body and mental abilities from slipping into a decline and away from optimum health. So it's like going to the gym. It's like yoga. It's like walking by the ocean. It is a way to revitalize and renew and restore and remember who we are as human beings and as spiritual beings. It uses the universal life energy force rather than a person's individual personal energy, and it brings harmony through the innate natural intelligence of the person's body and mind. And I repeat here, it is the connection of both that is necessary for optimum health. Reiki can reduce stress, relieve pain, balance emotions, and facilitate personal and spiritual growth. Will it do all of this in one session? What do you think, Tim?
Probably not.
Probably not. Everything is a beginning, and a beginning means that there is more to enjoy and learn and find in life. And I believe we could radiate and manifest our own reality from our thinking and the thoughts we share between each of us every day. And as an energy healer and medium, I know it is possible to assist people to transcend the wounds created over the course of a lifetime and in childhood, and to help them remember their true nature, determining fundamentally why we are here having a physical life. We do each have a plan and a destiny, and Reiki is one way to find who we are, more about who we are, and what we are, what we want to accomplish in this life. So the Reiki healing system is not only a technique, but it is also a philosophy, and it proposes five principles to live by in order to bring greater peace and health. And by incorporating these principles into our lives and through a greater understanding of these practices, we can bring ourselves to a higher level of functioning. Tim, remember at our energy healing group, I read these five principles.
I remember, yes. Shall I read them for you now?
Yes, please do.
The Reiki principles are, just for today, I will be slow to worry. Just for today, I will be slow to anger. Just for today, I will show gratitude and acceptance of others. Just for today, I will do my work honestly and joyfully. And just for today, I will honor parents, teachers, and elders.
Nice, right? Well, Tim, I have found over the last 10 years by contemplating and attempting every day to live these five dynamic thoughts in my own life, I have a more positive attitude. That indeed helps the body, my body, to be healthier. And as negative emotions build, and I feel bad or another person feels bad, we know they can develop physical symptoms in a reaction to these mental stresses. Illness can result. But by following the Reiki principles And having Reiki sessions, you can develop an acceptance of other people and their choices. Therefore, their behavior may not disturb you as much as before, and you may remain calm and balanced no matter what situations or conditions present themselves in life. You will eliminate judgment. You will have a higher feeling of goodwill for others, and most situations will tend to have a more positive outcome. At this point in my training, my teacher proceeded to say that the meaning of Reiki cannot be told in words. I think we talked about this before. The meaning is transmitted by the practitioner to the recipient through gentle hand placements and visualization exercises. And therefore, the Reiki practitioner is the conduit or channel for this divine healing energy, which emanates from their hands, as we discussed at the beginning of this show. So therefore, Reiki treatments are simple, and the treatment usually lasts about an hour and is administered or can be administered on a massage table or in a chair. And it is hard for me to give words to a system of healing which is both complete in itself and which maximizes other forms of therapy. In connection to this beautiful description of Reiki, I recently read a description of the power of attitude on a person's acceptance of any and all human experiences, and it goes hand in hand with the Reiki experience. This was written by Charles Swindoll. Do you know who he is, Tim?
Well, you know, I didn't, but I looked it up, and apparently Charles Swindoll is a pastor, an author, and an educator, and he has his own radio program on more than 2,000 radio stations around the world.
All right. Would you like to, do we have time for this? Would you like to read this?
Yeah, sure. I think we have another minute.
The name of this is Attitude.
The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, is more important than facts. It is more important than education or money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is we have a chance every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 1% what happens to you and 99% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. Nice. I'm going to use that, and I'm going to think about it as we go on break. We'll be right back with Healing from Within.
Are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And we're back. I'm Tim Fisher, and we've just heard a really interesting quote from Charles Swindoll, the preacher and radio host. And Cheryl, how does the information from Charles Swindoll relate to the principles of Reiki?
Well, listen to that line, and so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. And so it is with each of us. We are in charge of our healing and our wellness and the quality of our life. And so Reiki is the key. to learning more about ourselves, our body, our health, our thoughts, and living with the simple Reiki principles that you read to us before makes it easier to let go of control issues, which create greater conflict and friction. You cannot imagine how many times in a day I hear people say, "I'm so stressed." The other people are not creating the stress for them. They are creating the stresses for themselves by not allowing themselves to listen to the innate intelligence of their own body and to do what is right for themselves. So the principles of Reiki will teach an allowance and an acceptance of all situations, will teach us to not be judgmental and to put blame on others. It will teach us to have responsibility for our own growth and expansion. And it will therefore become easier day by day to remain peaceful and do the best we can, knowing there's really no failure. There's only opportunities for our own growth. And there really is no good or bad either. There is only an experience for us to learn and to know who we are. So you can do the best no matter what the complications of life. If you allow yourself to live in a state of acceptance, you allow yourself to be peaceful, and you allow change to begin with each of us, and to allow happiness and well-being to come from within. Isn't that the title of our show, Healing from Within? Where does the health and well-being, love, balance, and peace come from? Not another person. No one can bring it to us. We can only set up the conditions within ourselves to draw a better quality of life to us through our own example and the way we interact every day. And so there it is, attitude and Reiki, one in the same.
So how Reiki found you. Thanks, Cheryl. That was very enlightening, very informative. And I'm wondering if there aren't a few questions that maybe you could ask that answer for our listeners about Reiki and the actual experience of a Reiki session. So I'm wondering, when you're on the massage table, like mm-hmm. you said, that's how you like to work.
Yes.
What part of the body is worked on during a Reiki session?
Well, this is funny, but I remember when I was being taught Reiki, there were so many hand positions. I said to this man from Barbados, he was a reverend and a healer, and I said, "I don't know if I can do this." He says, "You're not only going to do this, you're going to teach Reiki." And I said, "How can I? It's so complicated." But I have made it simpler for my own students. Really what you're doing is following the energy points from the head all along the torso of the body and down to the feet. And then a person can change and go on their stomach, and you can follow the chakras or energy points down the back. Now, when I place my hands on someone at the top head position, the Reiki may be felt in different parts of the body. It's not, the energy will go to where it is needed in the body and not necessarily even where my hand is being placed. But that is how a session works. We listen to quiet music. We let go of all thoughts. We try to have an intention for well-being and healing and whatever it is we need in our life at that moment. And we allow the energy to flow and to help us to be in a state of peace and quietness.
Well, I'd like to have one of those after this radio show, our radio debut.
Okay. Possible, very possible.
Now, what is the preparation when you have a client coming? What do you tell them they should do before they arrive at your session with you?
Actually, all a client has to do is to arrive wearing comfortable clothes and give me their name. I need to know their name ahead of time because I prepare before a session by doing an intuitive reading and feeling what's going on in their body. As an empath, I can feel different situations going on. And then they come, we do the reading first, and then they get on the table and we do the healing part. So we're doing two things. I'm doing a reading, an intuitive reading, and then we're doing the healing session. They work together in tandem for the optimum results.
Okay, and that's your special combination.
That is the way I have been guided to work.
Okay.
And I am following that higher instruction.
So you said you work on a massage table. So
mm-hmm.
is a Reiki session like a massage treatment?
That is a really good question. Now, massage is a form of body work and energy release, and so is Reiki. However, no, it is not like a massage session. You will have the benefits and feel relaxed and comfortable after a session, but my movement over the body can be even above the body or lightly on the body. I am not going into the muscles and the tissue. And a Reiki session addresses other thoughts and issues and situations in a person's life so that it continues even after the session. Days later, I have calls from people suggesting that something we talked about has happened and they are feeling the results and peace and well-being for days to come.
Wow. Okay. So you've said that Reiki can help with many different aspects of one's daily life, but you're talking about things like physical illness, emotional issues, addictive problems, all of those, any
yes.
of those?
All and any of those. But I must say this. The Reiki session and energy will only address what that client is ready to deal with and the change that they are ready to make. It is a process. It is a beginning. It is not the end because there is no end. We are continuously changing and growing and evolving. So I suggest people get worked on themselves in many ways. That can be through any form of energy work, and it must be part of a wellness plan, and it must be continuous, and it must be it is necessary for a better quality of life.
And so what kind of person would benefit from a Reiki healing?
Everyone. I have worked with children. I have had children with autism, eating disorders. I have had people who have wanted to be pregnant and have had difficulty in conceiving. I have people with cancer. I have people in hospice. Everyone. And I have people who are very healthy and well and just want to continue to grow and expand and advance their creative abilities. So it is for everyone. And it's better not to wait until you're sick to need a session. It's better to put it in as part of a wellness plan.
All right, well, this is great. So thanks, Cheryl. That was highly informative. And
thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. Join us next week for Creating Vibrant and Healthy Children. We'll talk with Roseanne Vanderbeck, a pediatric occupational therapist whose sensory gym therapy helps children with sensory delays that allow for growth, development, and adaptive skills acquisition. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Tim.
See you next week.
Okay. Adios.